Jewish Nation! Welcome! Sherry, girl, what you tossing up over there?
Well, Brad, kids say the shadiest things. You will not believe who Little True Thompson asked her mom, Khloe Kardashian, to be for Halloween.
Also, Meghan McCain is giving her view on the best and worst celebrity she's ever interviewed.
Sounds juicy, honey, and we'll tell you why Kate Beckinsale, honey, might be too smart for Hollywood. Now, Heidi Frank and Chewy are out, but filling in, we've got, honey, entertainment journalist and TV host Tanner Thomason.
What's up, guys? Tanner. What's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm like a three-for-one deal. I hope I don't make you sick to your stomach. All right, let's get right to it. What's up first, Craig?
Well, listen, man. Hollywood's favorite ex-cons and chairman of the prison posse, Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli, want to head south of the border again. Gosh. Now, the couple is asking permission to travel to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico for a wedding next month. Now, the court documents state that both have paid off their fines, which total about $400,000, and everything's on the up and up with their community service requirements, and also their probation officers are okay with them going on a quick vacay. Mm. Now, Tanner, no decision has been made as of yet, but they just went to Mexico like 4 months ago for a little post-prison fun. Should they be allowed to go back so soon, or is there a, you know, celebrity status giving them all types of perks and benefits?
Their celebrity status help pay those $400,000 in fees. Like, there ain't no doubt about that. It's like, you know, is it legal? Yeah. Is it a good look? Maybe not.
Right. She's back on the Hallmark Channel, so it's really not. She got her job back. He's going to have his designer clothing line at Target again. I think they're all right. So I think ain't nobody going to trip if they're going to Mexico.
So let's just say if y'all all got out of jail, right, what, like, exotic location would y'all want to dart off to once you got out?
Georgia.
No, Gary.
Yeah. It is beautiful this time of year.
Do you guys feel like Lori Loughlin's brand is bigger now than it was before? Do you think she's a bigger celeb now and she's going to have a bigger career now because of this?
She's going to have a series called Orange is the New Black 2 and make a lot of money from her okay. 2 months in her 2 months in lockdown. It's
like, tell them cut you your check for that idea, Sherry. Cut your check.
Now, y'all know kids, honey, throw shade too, baby. So Khloe Kardashian stopped by the Ellen Show to talk about her and Baby True's Halloween plans and costumes. Now, and you won't believe, honey, the shady costume Baby that True requested her mom to dress up. Listen to this touching story.
I know prior we all go to Kim's, and True's gonna be Moana, and she wants me to be Pua, the pig. So it's a little shady of her, but that's okay. I will be Pua for True.
You're a good mother.
I will be Pua for True.
It's cute.
That's cute.
The pig, honey. Now, you think, honey, little True Honey is trying to send a subliminal message to her mama?
No.
Oh, her daddy told her to say that.
No. No, Gary.
Pua the pig, I think, is one of True's favorite characters, and she wants her mom to be it. Probably her mother acts like it and makes her laugh. It'd have been nice if she said, I want you to be like Elsa, you know, like the pretty princess. Right. But, you know, probably makes her laugh when her mother does the pig sounds and all of that, however Pua acts.
Yeah. Does she make them with her daddy, or does she just make them all alone? Because she might have heard her mama making that noise with her daddy and asked her to be a pig.
We're really, talking about Gary? Kids' Halloween
costumes. Kids. Let's just move on, okay? Former View co-host Meghan McCain is spilling the tea all about the best and worst guests she encountered while working on the show. Y'all want to hear who she named?
Yeah.
Who she named?
Come with it.
All right, y'all. Here we go. Well, in her upcoming audio memoir, Bad Republican, Megan said Jamie Lee Curtis, Terry Crews, and Tyler Perry were incredible guests, but she was really disappointed when actor Nathan Lane came on the show because he was an eggplant. We'll just say eggplant, if you know what I mean. And she also said the worst guest of them all was, drum roll, please, went to Jeanine Pirro for cussing out the ladies of The View about 1,000 times and throwing her mic, which hit Megan in the chest before marching off the stage. Lord have mercy.
Wow. Now, Sherry, are you surprised at what Megan said? You know, like, if you were with Megan with Jeanine Pirro, how would you have handled that situation?
Mm. First of all, let a microphone hit me on TV. Hit me in the chest. The microphone gonna come from out of nowhere and hit you in the head. We don't play that. Ooh, you don't act like no 3-year-old be hitting people.
You don't do
that.
No,
sir.
Oh, shit.
You can say what you want to say, but don't start no violence, honey.
I think maybe Megan is kind of a little racist, honey, because all the people that she liked were of African descent.
Yeah, well, that feels like a little bit of a stretch. I'm just going to, I don't know.
A big of a stretch, Tanner.
I got blocked by Megan on Twitter, so I'm pretty sure that I would never make the good person list.
As long as you're still good with Megan Thee Stallion, I think you got the right Meg.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So guess what, guys? During a recent interview on the Howard Stern Show, Kate Beckinsale explained that as a child, her mother had her IQ tested because she was, quote, unbearable, which is like kind of a brutal thing for your mom to call her daughter.
Wow.
It turns out her mom was onto something because Kate has a genius level IQ of 152,
which
she thinks has interfered.
Nice.
She thinks this has made it tough for her to be an actress. Check this out.
Jeez. 152, the you must think up.
It's no good to me, though. This is, I mean, it's really not helpful in my career.
152 is like Mensa level IQ. That's like top of the top. And she chose to be an actress. Like, she could have been a rocket scientist. Like, do you think...
I think it makes a lot of sense, though, Tanner.
Yeah.
What? Well, I think, you know, like, well, having an IQ like that, you should have no problem remembering things. And then you can make logical decisions. So you could really truly make it work to your advantage unless you walk in the rooms and you're so smart, no one understands what you're talking about.
Right. You can apply this to any person.
It can work both ways.
If your mama, if the first woman in your life who gave birth to you says that you're unbearable, imagine what you were like in Hollywood with 152 IQ. That means you are questioning everything. You don't accept everything. You talk to people. You probably talk down to people who are in high positions. You probably say other co-hosts on Dish who queens and be throwing shade shouldn't be on the show with you. When you have 152 IQ, you get a little bit unbearable.
Well, I feel the same way. Does anybody here on this show feel the same way? I feel like Kate, honey. I mean, I do, honey. I have a very high IQ. So, there you have it.
I think you just be getting high.
And you're unbearable.
Brett, am I unbearable?
Absolutely unbearable. Unapologetic. Unhappy.
Gosh, Gary. You know you don't even supposed to ask no question you don't want to answer to, Gary.
Right. Okay, y'all. Now, when your mom is the queen of selling vibrators, it could be embarrassing.
Oh.
But Gwyneth Paltrow shared how her 15-year-old son feels about her and Goop products, y'all. Take a look.
It's funny. My son actually said to me the other day, he's like a really sensitive, amazing kid. And he said, you know, at first I was really embarrassed that you sold vibrators on Goop. But now I see that it's actually great because you're giving permission to people who think it's embarrassing for it not to be embarrassing.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Now, Gary, Moses said at first he was embarrassed, but now he's okay with it. You think it's because mama is getting that good old money from that Goop?
No, girl, you know what the deal is. Let's not play crazy. He learned what it was, honey. He learned what a sex toy was, and he keep it for himself.
Just... No, he too young, Gary.
Girl, I was young.
What?
I was young.
When you're a 15-year-old boy, you're born with two sex toys right on the ends of your wrist.
You know, Tanner, to your point, I feel like it was probably a 14 or 15-year-old boy who invented the shake weight. You know what I mean? Like,
coming up, Lil Nas X gets something in his hometown, and it is not an Old Town Road. That story plus more when we come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey.
Hey, hey.
So.
Hey.
Well, y'all, it looks like Lil Nas X got special recognition from his hometown. The Atlanta City Council proclaimed October 20th as Lil Nas X Day. That's so cool.
It is. Congrats. I love it.
Now, you guys, the award was presented by City Councilman and mayoral candidate Antonio Brown. He is so gorgeous. The city's first Black LGBTQ council member. All right, take him off the table, Sherry. Who shouted Nas X out for shaping the city and world with his artistic influence and transformative music. What y'all think about love that.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Yo, Sherry, let me tell you, I was at this event yesterday, and it was just such a dope vibe to see this dude that everybody was counting out. Like, yes. you really got the energy of the boy who would one day be king. Yes. Like, you know, everybody was just loving on him and just giving him all the energy.
This.
He has the number one song in the country right now, and he proved all the naysayers wrong. I think it's amazing.
But you know what, Sherry? Wow. The kind of thing about it, though, Sherry, honey, I've been here longer than Lil Nas, honey, and ain't nobody gave me no damn special day. So, you know, I mean, it was okay.
But you know what, Gary? Can I tell you something? Lil Nas don't be shading folks like you do. Maybe kindness might get you a little, a plaque.
A
maybe it'll get
way.
You a street.
Yeah.
You don't follow Lil Nas X. He don't shade people, but his troll
Gary,
game
all you
is
need
strong.
Is the number one hit in the world. Like, you could drop that next
Gary.
Week. So
come to the studio, Gary. You'd never leave your house. Come to the studio. Let's get you a hit. Me a hit.
Gary, just drop those bars, Gary.
Thank
just
you.
Drop,
well,
just drop those bars. Gary, what if you had like an afternoon? Could they give you an afternoon?
Yeah.
That's too much. That's like 5 hours too much, really. An afternoon.
What about an hour in Port Arthur?
Okay, all right. Well, moving on. Okay, did you guys know that the Real Housewives of Orange County passed on casting OG Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Christy Swanson? Have you heard this?
Wow.
No.
Yeah. So there's Dave Quinn's got a Real Housewives tell-all book coming out. It's called Not All Diamonds and Rosé. He claims the consideration came to a screeching halt when she wore this like puffy vest and a sweater and jeans to the sit-down interview, and they didn't think she fit the glam look. Didn't think that she
clutch
fit the look
pearls.
For the show.
No, sir.
Right. Who doesn't like a puffy jacket? He also shared that they tried to get Vanessa Bryant a couple times, but she turned them down every year, saying that she's not interested in reality TV.
Baby, Miss Bryant is rich, honey. She ain't got time for that.
She
mess.
Got so much money. She ain't trying to do
money.
That.
Would you guys love to see them on the show, though?
Not really.
No, I just love seeing Vanessa with her kids.
Yeah, I would feel bad for Vanessa because it's like it's such a tragic story. I don't know how I would feel her, you know, bitching and moaning
just
with the other
heal.
Women and fighting. But the other one, like you started off in the interview wearing the very wrong outfit. You would not. So that means during the whole show, you're not going to fit. There's always going to be something wrong with you.
Right.
I would watch that.
Okay, so Gary, you are an expert, Gary. You're our expert of the franchise.
Yes.
What are the rules to be a housewife?
Girl, all you need is a rented apartment. That's it.
Gary. You said you ain't gotta be married. You don't gotta have none of the requirements.
They married. Half of them not married. They don't have a husband. So just get them a nice rented house or rented apartment. Great. You can be on Real Housewives.
Well, switching gears real quick, we gotta send some love and healing prayers to our Dish fam, Heidi and Frank, who both recently underwent some medical procedures.
And of course, they wouldn't be Heidi and Frank without a little humor. Frank posted a photo on his IG with the caption, "I made it through the surgery and look forward to coming back soon. Thanks for all the love and support. It has been incredibly helpful getting me through this. Now I have to remain silent until I have completely healed, and my wife couldn't be more thrilled."
I totally heard Frank saying that.
And Heidi posted a photo of them in the hospital with caption, "New and improved mornings at KLOS 955. But Heidi and Frank, we miss you so much. Get well soon and come on back.
Mwah.
Oh, we love you.
Yes, we love you.
Take
guys.
It easy. Lean back. Relax. We got you covered. Praying hands and good energy only, yo.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, well, up next, I got a chance to chat with the hamster Rob Schneider about his elimination on The Masked Singer. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, welcome back to Dish Nation. I get to chat with a really funny guy who has given us some great movies. He's an actor. He's a comedian whose time was short-lived on The Masked Singer, but I was one of those people who believed.
I believed
you could do it. Welcome to artist formerly known as the Hamster on Top for Rob Schneider. What's going on, man?
Thank you. I'm enjoying this interview until you said short-lived. I mean, I made it to the third week, didn't I? That's pretty good.
You just
asked Tony. You didn't say that to Toni Braxton. She didn't make it to the third week.
If I got a chance to talk to Toni Braxton, I would have been shocked because she sang. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you actually could say that you beat Toni Braxton in a singing competition.
I've been telling everybody. That's why she's not talking to you.
She's been quiet 7 whole days. What was your reaction, Rob, when they first reached out to you to do the show?
Why didn't you call earlier? I mean, I'm perfect for this show. I mean, I can sing, I'm a comedian. No, it's one of the shows I said, like, well, that That show I would do.
Do you get nervous going out there to do something different, like singing in front of a large audience like that? Or is it the same kind of jitters? Or
it's way more nerve-wracking because you can screw up in singing. And in stand-up performance or something, you know, or on Saturday Night Live, you got other people there in the sketch with you, you know. But in a stand-up, you can tell a joke, you know, your voice could be a little bit off. But like in singing, you got to hit a note. It's got to be in tune, and then you're dressed as a rodent. So it's a lot going on.
A lot of people have a hard time keeping the secret that they're...
Oh, yeah, I told everybody. I didn't keep it. My 8-year-old knows. Pretty much knows it's me. She called me. I was on the road in Florida, and she said, "Dad, I have a very important question." And I go, "Yeah, what? Are you the hamster?" But like, she yeah... She can tell my voice, you know. We sing karaoke around the house, you know. She's able to figure it out.
That's awesome. Now, your daughter Ella's a really successful singer. Did
yes.
she throw any tips your way?
And, she did.
What was her reaction to for you being on a show?
Don't embarrass me is what her biggest tip was.
Did you personally pick the hamster? Or
well, they kind of make you think, you know, that it's your choice. It's not. But they kind of go like, but you can do anything you want, but if you don't want to get kicked off right away, you should be the hamster.
Yo, you have a pretty interesting crew as well. Like, you know, your comedy buddies. Who do you feel like would kill on The Masked Singer?
I think Kevin James would nail it, to be honest with you. He'd be great. Sandler would be good too, but like, I think, I don't think he's going on The Masked Singer.
Now, Rob, if there was a high moment for you, what would you say that would be? And aside having to go home, what would be your other low moment you'd feel?
The high moment was like not getting kicked off the second show. I'm like, wow. I was like, I made it through 2 weeks. And then the low, of course, is like, oh, I wanted to stick around and do one more. But that just goes to show what a good time it was.
Well, Rob, man, love chatting with you. I'm glad to finally, like, you know, like, I've been watching you for years to finally, like, even connect virtually. It's a very dope vibe. Be sure you check your local listings to catch The Masked Singer every Wednesday night on Fox, because you never know who's going to be under the mask.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, if you're in the market to buy a new home, I have the perfect listing. And get this, ooh, y'all, the address is 1428 Elm Street. Does it sound familiar?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
If you know, you know. You might recognize that as the house in Wes Craven's 1984 classic, A Nightmare on Elm Street. And check this out. Wow. Freddy Krueger himself has been enlisted to help sell it.
No,
you
fine.
Can see Freddy lounging around the house, taking flicks for the gram. Even scarier looking than how Freddy Krueger looks now, the scariest thing about the house has to be the price, because the 3-bedroom crib is going for $3.2 million.
Ooh. Oh, that's cheap.
Yeah, if you want to get down with the get down, y'all, offers for the house are due by midnight on Halloween. Who want to go in on this? Because this could be the ultimate Airbnb.
Okay, first of all, HK, if you got to put down 10 or 20%, that's like $600,000 you got to put down just to make an offer on the house. I'm not messing with no ghosts and demons and Freddy Krueger on that
Yeah,
I don't know what's wrong with Freddy's face and skin. Have you seen, he ain't aged well. That's the thing.
Yeah. He got the Krueger variant of COVID.
Yeah, COVID. I think Freddy had COVID a few times. You think he need to get vaccinated?
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.